T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And in the studio, as always, we have our hot rod and happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's popping?
Why did you have to do it like that?
Because it's fun.
You came all up on that, kind of like Oprah Winfrey in The Color Purple. What's popping?
You get a car, and you get a car.
No, I ain't talking about the Oprah Winfrey show. I'm talking about The Color Purple. You remember that? You old enough to remember it. I know you old enough to remember that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying. I'll tell you another good one. You talk about that. I seen Driving Miss Daisy. Oh, Miss Daisy. That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Never seen it.
You did?
Yes, he has never watched
you,
it.
But see, I can see that because Smitty straight up G. You've seen New Jack City, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
plenty
you have.
Of times.
But you ain't never seen Driving Miss Daisy.
I've seen New Jack City the weekend it come out on VHS.
The weekend it came out on video cassette. Oh, man. Driving Miss Daisy. You need to, that's what you need to do, Breezy. You need to sit him down and make him watch Steel Magnolias.
Driving I'm pretty sure Stacey. I seen Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias is coming back into the theater. I'm going to make him go watch it with me.
Teaching the history.
I love Steel. Any movie with Dolly Parton in it, I love.
Take Wagga-Weezer.
That girl was raised right. She don't leave the house without lacquer on her thighs. That's a great movie. That movie is
movie.
Southern women to a T.
Yes.
Still to this day.
I love that movie.
It disturbs me that you know lines from
and
this
speaking,
movie.
And speaking of lacquer, we're talking all about paint. Let me bring in the professor, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on in Fluffy Landing, Florida?
Where are you coming up with these names?
Fluffy Kobe. Landing?
It's Kobe's doing it.
I'm finding them on the interwebs.
On the internets. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy / city finder, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone, in all these cool cities?
So we're talking about custom paint. Now, we're talking about custom wraps.
Yeah.
And you said we'll pick back up. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing now. Like, the wraps... You know, you don't want to paint your Lamborghini, so you get it wrapped. The wrap is the new paint, and I hate to say that.
That makes sense, especially on expensive cars like Lamborghinis, because you can undo it.
It is. So it's not. It's reversible.
Yeah, you can get as wild as you want, and you got perfect factory paint underneath it if somebody changes their mind.
Wraps are like the temporary tattoo of the paint world. You know what I'm saying?
That is true. But, I mean, also with the Lamborghinis and stuff like that, I mean... You got to think, if you don't have Lamborghini paint on your Lamborghini, you've done cut your value in half off the jump. I mean, if you wrap it, peel it off, you still got Lamborghini paint.
You got that Lambo paint. It's that Italian paint.
I just think if I had a Lamborghini, I couldn't bring myself to wrap it.
Would you want to paint it?
No.
How about if it needed paint?
Well,
how about if you got how about if you got an fender bender?
I would have it fixed and have paint on it. I just don't think I would wrap it.
Well, see, that was the thing. Like Ed, he painted his Lamborghini. Ed Bullion, he painted his Lamborghini. What was that? Verde Ponscum?
It's Verde something.
Verde so Draco.
Verde is green and Italian.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's called Ponscum.
It sounds a lot better in Italian.
Yeah, it loses something in translation, I think. But I was down there last night, and I give him a hard time about it. Every time I see him, boy, that's a good-looking pond scum green Lambo you got there. But, you know, of all them bright, pretty colors you could pick, you got Gatorade backwash green, you know?
I love it. I think it looks great.
See, and, that's what makes me question things about you, you know? Like, Professor, like, you're a snazzy dresser. You know, you're that guy. And then you pick out, like, out of left field, you go get something that's like the color of my grandmother's apron.
I didn't pick the color.
Not even a good apron.
I didn't pick that color.
But you say, well, I kind of like it. I mean,
no, I hate the color.
We're going to put it on the Murata.
Are we talking about the Murata? Oh, no, I love the Lamborghini color. I thought you were talking about the Murata. I don't like the color on that. But I'm not going to pay $15,000 to get it painted either.
The Murata looks like loaf bread.
Stop saying loaf bread, please.
Oh, calm down, loaf bread.
Do you know how many Instagram messages I've gotten calling me loaf bread?
My bad.
Yeah, just a heads up, folks. I don't like that.
Just because we put a zip tie on it, or I mean a loaf bread tie on it one time, but that's where all that started.
You know what? The bread may be stale, but the Mopars are running. So that's all right. That matters.
Not mine.
It was.
It was temporarily running.
It has run.
Your bread tie broke.
It did. It stretched out. Damn thing won't run anymore.
It's pretty bad you can't get a bread tie worth flip anymore.
We're going to have to double up the bread tie on it.
I'm going to step you up to a zip tie.
I'm going to bury that car.
Yeah, we can go back to the funeral car if you want to.
No, I just want to bury the car.
Oh. I think the wraps are okay on the exotics and stuff. I really do. Like, I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the murdered out thing. You know, like the like flat that. Black and the black on black on black on black.
Do not like that.
I don't like that, even though I do like black cars and I like blacked out trim. But the problem is, no matter what you drive, if you black everything out, they all look the same.
Well, I'm with you there a little bit, but that's like, you know, it's murdered. Murder. Yeah. It's,
if you're, you know, robbing neighborhoods and stuff, it's cool, I guess.
Oh, no, dude. If it's black on black on black, man, it just depends on really what vehicle it is. Because, like, black really hides those pretty body lines and stuff that a lot of cars have.
It does, especially a flat black like that.
Flat black hides everything except fingerprints.
Yeah, really.
I'm not a flat black person. Now, I don't mind a gloss black with like black wheels, but I don't like flat black on flat black on flat black.
I used to love flat black, you know, like a hot rod done in flat black or something, but it's been beat to death.
Yeah.
Like, that's the go-to color.
And also, like, a hot rod that's flat black and still has the chrome on it and stuff.
Yeah.
And that to me, that's still a good look because hot rod, but
just you got to have your red steel wheels.
It's exactly what Smitty said. You're taking away all the identity of the vehicle if you just do everything in black, especially flat black.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, it's extreme. I mean, flat black is an extremely forgiving color on bodywork, but I don't know. I mean, it's just like it's beat to death. Like, you know, the first few that came out, like, man, that looks good. That looks good. Then every S10 truck you've seen was flat black with red steel wheels. And every Murata you see is flat black with red steel wheels.
That's not true.
Some look like loaf bread.
All of us have probably only put our eyes on one, and that's Richard. So
that's the only one I've ever seen. I'll be honest with you. My dad's kind of a Mopar guy. I told him, Richard got a Murata. He said, a Mercury?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's the only one I've ever laid eyes on in person.
Oh, he said, I wish I hadn't seen that one.
Oh, you don't have any idea.
Oh, wouldn't you love to find the guy you got it from, just like punch him in the mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
Drop kick him in his private parts.
Oh, that's just horrible. Poor Richie.
Poor Richie.
I'm telling you, we're going to change Breezy's GoFundMe since she's going to live now.
Outlook's better?
Yeah, since her outlook's better, we're going to put it over and be like, help Loaf Bread get a new ride.
Stop.
Stop. Hashtag Loaf Bread, need your help. Anyway, we will quit calling you LB.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners,
for this
also
segment.
Participating in that.
No, they didn't say it. I said it. I said it for this segment. I won't
Marita
say it again.
Give a good donation of that. Though.
Yeah, I mean, how about a sponsor?
Marita Bread.
I'm just saying.
It depends on the donation.
Oh, Marita and the Murata. That would be cute.
Flowers.
How about some bunny, the bunny bread Murata? Get the rabbit habit. Come on.
Get some 26s.
I'm telling you.
Put the little bunny on the side.
I could see a future that we could wrap it like that. We could wrap it up like some loaf bread. That would be awesome. I'll tell you what else is awesome. It's having to stop and take another commercial break. Speaking of sponsors, I guess we got to stop for ours.
We do.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey, y'all. She's so just so sweet. Like, the, as the segments go on, she's getting sweeter.
Well, she goes from G-Unit to Peppa the Pig or something. You know what I mean? It's...
Really? I'm going to fill you in on, Smitty, I'm going to give you a nickel's worth of free marriage advice that I picked up in the two times I was married. Don't ever use the word pig to describe anything on.
She knows I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, you go from gangster to sweet. Child is childlike.
When you got a black eye next week and we're going to say you fell into a doorknob, we all know better. Battered husbands is a thing, y'all.
Then, of course,
you should be.
You going to have two black eyes. You're a slow learner. All right, guys, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our listeners up in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's what I'm saying. Music City.
I love Nashville.
He said, I love Nashville. You said that with like some heart.
Yeah, I've been a few times and it's been pretty awesome every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You ever seen any country music stars?
Not in Nashville.
Okay. I mean, it's like solid guys. I mean,
that's not what I was doing in Nashville.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't ask if you were doing country music stars. I said, did you see any? You know, but we'll leave that alone because apparently, no, yeah,
nope.
Oh, no comment. All right, land low. We're just gonna keep moving. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller. Do not mention Nashville.
I'm not mentioning Nashville because probably Richard don't know anybody up in Nashville. No country singers.
No. Richard, I've seen Richard with a cowboy hat on before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have cowboy hats. It's possible.
You have them?
Yeah, I used to collect Stetsons when I was a kid.
Really?
We've talked about this.
You got the full gun collection at all?
No, man. Stetsons are expensive, dude.
They're very expensive.
Did you, like, wear them?
Not, like... places, no.
Well, man, that's the cool thing now. You got, like, little Nas X. You know, what's that song? Old Town Road. You could be like that guy.
I've literally never heard that song.
What?
And I don't want to.
I got my horses in the back. That's a good song.
That is a good song.
That's a good song. It's got Billy Ray Cyrus in it.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes.
Well, he does not historically produce good songs.
You know what? I bet you Billy Ray's Bentley's nicer than your Bentley.
Well, I'm sure it is. His daughter is pretty entertaining at times.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'd almost take Billy Ray over Miley. You know, I'm just...
Remind me to show you some videos later.
I'm not familiar with her work, but I do like that song, though. I like that song. See, this is the thing. See, I can be bubblegum rap pop cool because I can pull that off. But like Smitty's over here looking at me like,
You're losing street cred, man. You're going to have to move your darn your shop out of the view.
No, 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 no.
I mean, you're about to be evicted, Rob.
Nope.
You know I grew up with the mayor.
I'm gonna move down the Old Town Road. And ride till I can't no more.
God, man, let's talk about some paint.
God. You know, I tell you what. You know, we can talk about slick paint all day long, but you know what makes the painter?
What?
Body work.
The body man makes the painter. The body man makes the painter. And that's the thing that's most often skipped in paint preparation and in paint in general, is people skimp is on their body work.
That's 100% true.
And people use body filler in ways that body filler shouldn't be used. And I'm a little guilty of that myself. I have used plastic body filler for things that you shouldn't use plastic body filler for. And I've used plastic body filler to hold things on before that probably shouldn't hold. I've used body filler like glue.
I've seen you use body filler like
spackle.
I want to tell you something, though.
I mean, I got to say that. That was pretty impressive.
That was pretty slick.
It was very impressive. I'll tell you, I
got a funny story with Mondo, and it's a really quick one. All right, so I put floor moldings down in my house, and I put the tall 6-inch moldings down. And I'm really weird about moldings and seams and stuff like that. So, like, you know, like the guy says, well, I don't use caulk or spackle in my seams. No, you need to use caulk or spackle in your seams because I notice this stuff. It bothers me. And there was a seam where I had a chair in my bedroom that covered it up so I didn't notice it. Well, I moved the chair and I had a seam and it was dead center of the room in between two pieces of this trim. It drove me nuts. Well, I'm sitting in my house at 10 o'clock at night and I don't have any spackle or caulk or whatever you put, putty or whatever. So what do? Well, no.
Caulk is what you would use for that.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do? I go down in the garage and I take my Bondo out and I take my Bondo board out. And I get my squeegee out. I mix up my Bondo. I put me a golf ball size glob of Bondo down, filler. I put the hardener in it. I mix it up. I walk upstairs. Wipe, sand, paint. I'm going to tell you something.
Works perfect.
And now you could pop that board out, and it will stay together in one piece.
You know what else Bondo works good for in a house? If you ever have any wallpaper that has, like, you know, spots missing, like if it gets a nick or something.
Yeah.
Bondo is the only thing that will stick to wallpaper. You can skim it, your wallpaper with Bondo, and then paint over top of it and never even know it was ever.
Skim coat. Something you learn. I'm telling you, you learn things on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Every week.
Bondo is a magical thing.
It's like duct tape.
Bondo is the duct tape.
Of auto body.
Of automotive. Exactly. And, yeah, I mean, you can do some pretty magical things with Bondo.
Well, every partying high school kid that listens is really going to appreciate what Kobe just said.
What's that?
Get a hole knocked in your wall, Bondo it up, get some paint.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to tell you something. Plastic body filler, I've made some. And I remember back when I took in vocational school, that's the reason I learned that the woodshop guys used to like to come play in the body shop because they would Bondo up like the cabinet guys.
Yep.
So they made all them pretty cuts. They filled them in.
That's like the little disc that's the little top that's on the in the trailer that I've put in there. It actually in the corners has body filler sanded and painted.
See, so
it has that nice little pretty corners.
That's what I like about you. First class.
It looks great.
It does look great. But I mean, and that's the thing about it though. Like Bondo can be a good thing. Bondo 2 inches thick somewhere is a bad thing.
Very bad.
Is a very bad thing. And I hate to say that, I hate to admit this, but I have maybe put Bondo on a little thicker than I needed to before. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe a little. It's just like you get in the groove with it, you know? I mean.
Well, yeah. And probably in our younger days when, you know, I really need new fender, but what I've got is a big old jug of Bondo.
Ooh. You know, and we, speaking of the auto body days, I got a good one for you, this one. This one right here will make Harold Hall, my body shop teacher, smile when he hears it. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio as always. We have our Hot Rod and Happy couple in holy matrimony. They're not even paying no attention.
I was waiting on my name.
That was a test. That was a test, and you failed. Miserably.
I was waiting. I was like, "Is he going to say it?"
That could have been like my silent call, like I was being attacked or something was wrong. Y'all are paying no attention. You had your nose jammed in your phone. That's what's wrong with kids nowadays. You always it's all you chasing Pokemons or whatever.
Don't even mention being attacked.
I'm telling you. So anyway, we have our hot rod and happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey y'all.
What is up?
How about that, Lord? She looked up from her game. No goodness. Lord. How did the Candy Crush ever make it?
I'm over here being a pirate. I'm borrowing music.
You're borrowing music.
You can't say that on the radio. Yeah.
I'm afraid he already did.
Yeah, that is.
Arr.
Okay, I was lying. I was chasing Pokemon.
Oh, and of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Kobe has rabies. What's going on, Cleveland, Ohio?
Oh, see, Glass Rock City.
That's it.
That's the rock and roll music hall of all places.
I know.
Cleveland.
I certainly don't.
That's like Delaware. Delaware.
It's also home of a real rap group named Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I hate Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Get at. Well, no wonder you like Lil Nas X.
You know he hates Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I hate Bone Thugs and Harmony. I didn't know that. I hate it. I got tortured. Okay, listen. Back in high school, I had a buddy who was not very smart, but his parents had money, so they bought him a new Mustang Cobra, and it had Mach 460 in it.
I know who you're talking about.
And he only had one damn CD. He had a $30,000 car and only $13 in the music budget. And you know what he bought? A Bone Thugs and Harmony CD. Do you know how many times I rode to Spartanburg to go cruise? 30 minutes one way. I miss my Uncle Charles. If I hear it one more time, I hate that song. But I want to start kicking kittens. It makes me so mad when I hear that. I'm going to miss everybody. I will never miss that song, ever.
Was that Cobra white?
Yes.
I know.
I hate that song. I hate him for that, and I hate that song.
I just got off the phone with the mayor of City View. Your stuff needs to be out by Friday.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
You tell Zimmy.
Leave your hood card on the desk. Don't even take the desk.
Leave your hood card on the desk. Listen, son. My hood card's in the heart. I'm lifetime membership.
This dude just advertised Old Town Road, and then in the very next segment say, I hate Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs and Harmony is a joke. Period. God. Bone Thugs and Harmony was the 98 degrees of hip-hop.
Matter of fact,
you need to listen to early Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You put your hood card right on top of my two-week notice, because I quit. I'm done.
A man that disgraces Bone like that. Nope.
I am done.
I hate Bone Thugs and Harmony with a passion. I do not like it. I mean, like I liked it a little bit, and then I heard that CD so many times that I hate it. Like,
I'm going to miss everybody because I just quit this show.
All right. So, did I even bring you in, Richard? I can't remember.
Yeah, Kobe has rabies.
Yeah, Kobe does have rabies.
Not anymore.
He's not. I don't think you can be healed from rabies. It's like polio. You can't heal it.
Yeah, 21 shots. I just finished them up today. I am rabies free.
Richard said, man, that sounds like a Friday night for me.
I just had damn rabies.
He said, I take 21 shots every Friday night. I've never had rabies.
And I tell you,
it's a different kind of shot, Richard.
If whoever's had them,
Fireball doesn't cure rabies. Oh, so and then we have the dog catcher himself, Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / RL Cool Car Guy, Kobe Miller.
Hey, Ain't no dog catching.
At least he ain't foaming out the mouth.
Yeah, I'm the one that has to sit behind.
Well, if I had to sit beside the sick ward over here last week,
if he starts licking my neck or something, I'm leaving.
Well, don't worry, because Josh will hold the door for you, because apparently he's leaving too.
Hey, the truck's got the AC on already.
Oh, Lord. So, anyway, so we're talking about bodywork stores, and we're talking about Bondo abuse, and that's because this is what this was. And I am, like, public enemy number one back in my youth. All right. We had a Trans Am come into our high school body shop. And, you know, you got to think about it. We painted for materials. Like, you paid for materials, and all the labor was free. There was a Trans Am there that had been beat with a baseball bat. And I mean, I say, it was like a 90. You know, it was the pretty body style Trans Am. It's a formula. It's a good looking car. And this thing literally didn't have a straight panel on it. The only panel that wasn't bent was the rubber nose.
Don't cheat on your old lady.
Exactly. This thing literally, like, they wore out a good Louisville Slugger on this thing. I mean, just beat every panel. You got to think about those long fenders and that hood.
Oh, that hood. Oh. That's a lot of hood.
It was the flat hood that had the bump, you know, the turbo kind of bump to one side.
Power bump.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I think is what they called it.
Apparently the ex-girlfriend gave it a power bump of her own.
Yeah, all over. But didn't touch a window in it. Why? I mean, those are like the easy targets, but nope.
Because it would have been easy to fix.
Yeah.
So they brought it in, and, you know, it was me and my buddy Robert Head. Which, he was a body man now, which I really should have said his name out loud, but I will not name his shop. But we're sitting in class, and we're all looking around this thing, and my other buddy Travis was in there, and we're looking at it, and the first thing, you know, Harold, the shop teacher, comes in, he said, well, I reckon we need to do a parts list. I look at him, I said, we don't need no parts, we're body men. And we started looking at it, and I'll never forget, I got an air grinder out, and I started on the fender, and literally that thing looked like a DeLorean about 2 hours later. We had it down to the bare metal and just knotty, and we just started swiping. We took the doors. We blocked the doors on it. We went over to wood shop and got a 2x4.
Yeah, that's about, the only way you're going to get it.
It was about, you know, probably 3 feet long. And we, you know, so like a yardstick, but it was like a 2x4. And we stuck sticky pads of 80 grit and just doing the sides of it. We probably had 25 gallons of Mondo in this thing when it was all said and done.
But I'm
going to tell you something. That thing rolled in the booth, and the only thing that hurt is poor Harold. He couldn't paint to save his damn life from hell. But I came in and put the clear down. It was blue metallic. It was tiger stripe from way back, but it was slick. And I want to tell you something. That damn thing rolled out of the booth, and it was straight as an arrow. Now, granted, it probably was the heaviest Firebird in the world.
Yeah, you can't get a magnet.
The car was 2 inches lower. Man, and you lowered it too?
3 inches wider.
And it wasn't no wider, you know. And we squared it up. But it literally took us like 3 days to sweep the shop up. All the Bondo on the floor, you know? God. I mean, just Bondo dust everywhere. Like, we were saying it. I never forget, we got to the point, me and Travis were two at a time, like one on each end of the 2x4, just going back and forth sanding on this thing.
Wow.
And, but you know what? The whole car turned out pretty good. He slammed the door on it. You had to use both hands to shut the door on it.
Slicker than a gold tooth.
Oh, it's what? that thing right there was slicker than a greased gold tooth. That's slick. But, yeah, that was Bondo abuse. There was dents that I know was probably over an inch deep. And we just kept pouring it in.
I've done it, man. My ASC McLaren needed a fender. And I knew that I was going to get one, but I needed a stopgap. I had a big old dent in it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to get the car painted, and I'm going to put a fender on it. But in the meantime, I'm going to fill this dent and spray paint it. And, you know, it worked for the time until we took it to the body shop and had a new fender put on it and got it painted.
Yeah, probably, we never put a new fender on this one. Our Bondo's doors, our quarters, our hoods.
That is my pet peeve, man. Me doing body work and stuff again. Oh.
Oof.
I cannot put too much filler in it. Just because I know it's going to crack back out. And then I'm going to be cussed.
I like to. That was. We smeared Bondo. I got one. They had one dent in that Firebird that was really, really bad. It was in between the door and the fender.
Oh.
And it kind of killed it right on the edge. So the door was rolled in on the edge, and the fender was pushed in. And, you know, we got dent pullers and all this stuff. We even had the cool stud guns. They just came out.
Yeah.
We had, like, two of them. Mm-mm. We don't want none of that. That's stupid. We don't want to hear that stuff. So what I did was I just kept Bondo. I would actually Bondo over the actual door gap. And I cut it out. I made a door out. I mean, like, literally, I put a fresh gap in that thing. And, yeah, hey, it looked good. Sent it. Done. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, as always. We have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What up, what up?
So you just took mine. That's the last one.
That's why I waited until the end to do it.
What's happening, y'all?
She done messed your flow all up.
Messed it all up.
There's going to be a new movie come out. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be called Smitty Got a Groove Back. Then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Let's bring it home. What's going on in Malden, South Carolina?
We just ride down the road.
Yeah, you know, 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
So, yeah, so that was my story about the Bondo Bird. That was...
Do you feel sorry for whoever bought it?
You know what? Actually, I don't. You know, I mean... you don't have to worry about it rusting.
It's got to be so crushing, though, to buy this beautiful, bright blue sports car and then find out that, like, two-thirds of it's Bondo.
Don't you... How about if you took it to the scrapyard and they, like, paid you double what a normal Firebird would bring, and then it ain't got no
value? That's
what's
going to happen.
They stick a magnet. This one must be aluminum. No.
Well, trust me, that thing, it ain't going to get that much because I guarantee you half that stuff fell out before it got to the scrapyard.
Yeah,
you
hit a pothole and all.
I mean, we sanded it before we put it in there. I mean, we didn't put it on top of paint.
It don't matter. It'll fall.
I learned that the hard way.
No, it just cracks. So I hear, and I don't know anything about that from a Mercury Capri.
Yeah, that one was probably my worst Bondo disaster. There's another guy, and he's actually a body man now, which is hilarious. And I met him a few years ago. He was at a car show, and we got laughing about it. He had an S10 truck that was his dad's, and it was brand. I mean, it was almost new. And something happened to the bed on it. It had a dent in the bed about the size of a softball. And I fixed it for him.
That's awful nice of you.
Yeah, I did. He said, well, what do you need? I said, well, I hit it with my grinder. I had my one grinder that I always use, like my grinder. You know, nobody touched it, you know? And it had a red sparkly handle on it. That was my grinder. I grinded a bowling ball size spot for the softball size dent. And then... He said, what do we need? I said, I pointed to the Bondo barrel over there. We had this 5-gallon bucket of Bondo.
God.
And we had this thing. It was like you hooked air to it. It pumped it. And you pulled the little valve. It was like. He did that. And he said, what do you need to do? I said, well, you know, the. Do that for about 5 minutes. And it just kept coming out. He got me about a double softball size glob of Bondo. And then this was my thing, is I didn't like to wait, so I just took a tube of hardener and I just cut the end off of it. I didn't know, and when I say I cut the end off of it, I didn't cut the end you squeezed out of, I cut the end it sealed off of it. So just get it all in one swipe, put that in there, take my paint paddle, stir, churn that stuff up, and by this time you can feel the heat coming up off the Bondo.
Yeah,
it's burning my nose hairs. By about the third stroke, it's drying, and that last stroke right there, literally, you lose your Bondo squeegee in there.
Yeah,
because it sticks to it.
It just boogers up.
Yeah, exactly.
Boogers.
And then you know what? We blocked it down. Old Harold mixed up the paint and. She was good to go. Man. Repaired.
It was fixed.
No.
Repaired.
It wasn't repaired or said, fixed.
No, it was repaired. It was repaired.
It was flat.
It was flat. Let's call it.
No, it was in a curve. It was a good band. You know what? I got an A for that.
I guarantee you did.
I did. I could do things with Bondo that most men couldn't do with a body shop full of damn tools. Okay.
No, so most men shouldn't do.
It's like I told Harold told me, he said, son, you know we got dent pullers. I said, that's for suckers. Okay, listen. The time I go all the way over there, talk to that dumb guy RJ that's working the tool room and had to deal with getting a dent puller, sign my name, go over here, drill holes, weld the holes up, all this stuff, or I can just go sand. I can literally smear this, smoke a cigarette, come back. Yes, we did that back in school. Smoke a cigarette out back, walk back in, sand it down, smoke another cigarette, you know, hit it with a little bit of fine, put a little primer over the top of it. She's ready to go to paint shop, bud. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I was a body man. Body man. I pushed the mud. That's what I did.
Did you have a 10-inch Bondo Buster on a big old grinder?
No, we didn't have those. Boy, if I did, boy, I could tear it up, though. I just had a little grinder. I mean, it wasn't even like, you know, I had like a 3-inch disc on it. Well, if I had a 10-inch, shoot. You know that Sherwin Williams commercial, like Cover the World? I would have covered the world in Bondo. Oh, me. I'll never forget probably the meanest thing I ever did. And I'm not going to say his name, but he owns a very large towing company in this town. And he came in the shop. I mean, keep in mind, we're teenage kids, and we're mean. We're horribly mean. And he had kind of a rough complexion. And I told him, I said, man, I can slick anything up. And I smeared Bondo on his face one time.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I didn't think about it when I did it because it had hardener in it because I was actually putting it on a panel. And he's coming over and said, come over here, I'll fix your face, too. And I just run it down his face. And then thinking about it now, like, they'd put me in jail for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sure would.
Yeah, like he had all broke out and stuff. Like, it burned his skin.
Yeah, that stuff will burn you.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't feel it, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, it won't burn your hands, but, like, sensitive skin like your face and stuff, man, that's a chemical burn.
Suck it up.
Happen.
Whatever. You know what? So he can't grow facial hair on that side. I mean, whatever. Get a life, you know?
It was a joke.
That's what's wrong with people nowadays. It's like the kid we set on fire. You know, I mean, come on.
They were tough back then.
Evel Knievel gets set on fire all the damn time. He's the coolest guy around.
Hey,
we set you on fire.
You were
to be thanking us, okay? We're trying to help you out. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to project your social status. You know what I'm saying?
We'll make
but
you
no,
famous.
But no, you know what? I get to go pick up trash around the schoolyard.
What was that mean? I died once. My dad told me to walk it off.
Yeah, exactly. Walk it off. You know what I mean? That's how we roll. I mean, people are so ungrateful.
I know. You set someone on fire. Yeah, you give them a name.
Exactly.
Bondo someone's face.
That's not. And the bad thing is, that's not the worst things we did in class. That was really it. I never forget. There's a guy that had a 5-liter Mustang, like an old one, like a carbureted one, and we were doing body work on it. And he was about a. I didn't like him. I mean, he went to the competing high school. For me, you know, and so we didn't get along, and he was just too cocky for his own good. So his car's sitting in the body shop, and, you know, and he's out there talking with his little cheerleader girlfriend that was in drafting class. So me and my buddy Travis was sweeping the floor, and keep in mind wherever I was working was a lot of Bondo dust. I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, you ain't that went without saying.
So here I have, you know, a. You know, we had the little dustpans like on the handle, you know, that you didn't even have to bend over, sweeping it up. And I mean, keep in mind, I fill one of them up about 2 minutes in my area, you know. And so Travis pops his hood, we take a funnel, we pour it down in the motor.
Oh, my God.
He drove it out of there. To my knowledge, it stayed running, but hey.
Jeez.
I mean, we used to do mean stuff.
When you change the oil, what is this gummy stuff in there?
You know what? It's a Ford. It probably stopped it from leaking.
It might have.
Probably filled in all the crevices.
That's horrible.
I am so glad we didn't go to school together.
I was mean.
I promise you, we would not be sitting here doing this show right now.
I was terribly mean. I was that kid. That was horrible. Horrible, horrible. But mm-hmm. You know what? I learned a lot of valuable lessons in body shop.
Oh, you'd learn a good one. You're come messing
you.
With me.
I cut you.
Oh, Lord.
I cut you. I'm telling you. But that's the thing, you know. But bodywork, laughing about bodywork does make the painter.
Man.
And that's the thing where people skip. That's the one thing you don't want to skimp on.
That's the biggest rule in out of body, period.
I call it 80% bodywork, 10% skill, 10% paint gun.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, spraying paint, it's a talent without question, but it doesn't matter how good you can spray paint on bad bodywork.
I'm with you. You got to have a good canvas. Mm-hmm. You got to have a good canvas. Just like I was trying to fix my buddy's canvas, you know, trying to fix it for him. I tell you one thing we can't fix. We can't bondo more time on this show. We done burst through 2 hours already.
Woo!
I'm telling you. Guys, I hope you had a good time. I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.